Namaste, my name is Rudi Simram. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to ask you, why are you not rich? We all have a negative money mind when we are not wealthy. So what is wealth? You don't need to work anymore and you can afford the things that you want. So I would define wealth. So then buy back your time. Your focus should be on making more money to save time, instead of focusing on saving only money that is a waste of your time. Understand this, you can save and you get have more and more money, but if you can't make more money, you are still not rich. No? This means you save your money to invest it. Otherwise, you never can build up wealth. You have to invest your money to become rich. Really understand this. You make more money and invest it. So my rich father, Dr. Carl Simmerer, Interfinanzen, didn't care for the price of a god because he didn't have the time for it. For him, his time was crucial. He asked his colleagues to buy a car for him because he didn't want to be involved in that. No time. He worked 60 to 80 hours every week. He drove even our young cars. He didn't care. A car is a car. He was focused on his business, nothing more. And for his family, he didn't care. He didn't care for his personal income. His work was the most important thing for him, and he didn't spend much money on himself, including his family, because he didn't want to spoil his kids. Honestly, we, his children, were wearing the worst clothes in our town, and that was true. So we looked like beggars. He liked to inspire young entrepreneurs, and he did it for free, because it was joyful and exciting for him to meet young entrepreneurs. He could make much more money when he would speak in front of wealthy people. So that is a mindset of a rich person. He did what he enjoyed. My father was again and again the Entrepreneur of the Year in Germany and a guest of honor at the World Economy Forum in Davos. So he had reached everything. But his only life was business, nothing more. So do you want answer? This is not real wealth. Okay, principle or building keys to build wealth. Most entrepreneurs hate their own company. So the more they grow the business, the more pain and less free time they have. That is wrong. You want to buy back your time. And that's what true for my father. What do they hate most? Their calendar schedule. For sure, my father. They don't have the right people. Their selling is too complicated. So the more they do, the more their calendar explodes. They get an email to double their income, but they don't have the time. If they would do so, this means more pain and more stress. They thought the more successful, the less time they have to work, the more freedom they have. If you are intelligent, yes. You have to value your time. If you're intelligent, then you have more freedom and more time. Otherwise, you're just like my father, a slave of his own success. What are your worries for 1 hour of work? This was a true, if you would spend 1 hour for his family, what was his return for it? And Warren Buffett said the most important thing is that I feel love and be loved. For money, I don't care. Nobody gets one penny more than he thinks he is worth. Most people try to save money on buying things instead of spending money to buy time. And most rich people work so hard that their body gets sick and sick and die early. This was also true for my father. No? Okay. We are creating wealth by making 1 hour of work more profitable and not only saving money. You have to learn to delegate your tasks and to say no to jobs that are under your value and not say no to your family. You have to increase your value. If you are not worthy of the money that gets paid, then you have to increase your value for your customers' work. Makes sense, no? And this means you change your character to solve the problem. You have to back up your desired income through action, upgrade your skills. Even you have the skills, you have to delegate your work. Belief system. If the goal is to get rich, why I can't do that? All coulds are questions about your abilities, and there is a negative belief about money, success, and achievement for the people who are not successful. People think rich people are evil. Maybe some, yes. Money is bad, like every Russian rich person is an oligarch. But it's 100% not true. But it's more true for the American rich people. The Russians are honest. Money is bad. You can't get rich if you think negatively about wealth. Then you will self-sabotage yourself. That was 100% true for me. I hated money. Because my father was only focused on money and the sucks. Or you feel guilty that you have much more money than other people. I hated this also. This was also true for me, and I did so much to change my attitude. So in the end, Ken Honda, Google him, like Honda the motorcycle and so on, Ken Honda changed my attitude and my tricks on high altitudes and so on. About 5,400 meters. If you go to the total exhaustion, then you can reset your life, okay? You don't allow yourself to buy expensive things. What should think the other people? I know this is all for me. How do other people judge me? I know this is all for me. For sure, they get jealous if you wear a Rolex watch, even if it was gifted. I would never have the courage to be a Rolex watch. Think over, most Rolex watches are cheap Chinese copies. No? So you can wear your Rolex watch, okay? Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.